Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Stone's bringing us back. That's all we want, isn't it, small business owners? Just a little satisfaction. We're not asking for much. We try. Just a little satisfaction, a little respect. Sometimes we just can't get it, right? My website, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I hope you check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there for you on our website. And if you come there and check it out, if you want us to follow you home with some stuff, with archives or articles that you like there, or the blog or the newsletter, you can subscribe to all of those things, and we'll follow you home if you want. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame. And of course, that's my name. I'm your host, and I'm glad to be with you. We got our good friend Allison DeBall with us. Allison is the founder of DeBall & Associates, and we're talking about marketing right now. Allison, thanks for continuing to be with us. And one of the things you've been working on recently are some of the things not to do when you're developing and leveraging your marketing strategy. Talk to us about those.
That's exactly right. And by now, certainly, it's not news to anyone that we're in a terrible recession. We've been in this recession since December 07, so it's about 16 months. And a couple of things are to, one, stay the course. This condition is passing. That doesn't mean that it's going to get easier overnight, but it does mean that we are continuing to move through this economic cycle. So let's encourage everyone, including me and my own business and all others, to remember that this economy is evolving, and
do you agree with me that there is a little bit of a light peeping through a crack in the recession wall right now? Are you seeing that a little bit?
I absolutely do. Not only do I hear it from economists, but I have started to feel it and see it in my own business.
That doesn't mean the recession is over. It just means that we may not like where we are, but we're liking the trend.
Yeah, we are. We're continuing to evolve in this economic cycle, and I think we're going in the right direction. So
yeah.
I'm feeling optimistic that we're going down the right path.
Me too,
so
me too. So talk to us about some of these marketing things we should not do.
Stay the course. That's number one. Another one is marketing is something that you need to hang on to. You and I have talked on a previous show about the need to communicate even more vigorously with your prospects in this recession. That stands true. Marketing is going to be the mainstay of really reaching and developing your business in this difficult time. It's also lending a foundation that you're going to build on as we come out of the recession and as companies do have more budget for the things that your business offers. So by marketing now, you're setting up a template so that companies will know about you and come to you when they have greater leeway to do so. Really important.
Right.
Don't lose focus on your business. Decide really what you want to pursue, and don't start scattering yourself too thinly. If your business has a specific focus in technology, don't go into healthcare just because you think you might be able to pick up a few new pieces of business.
That's such an important thing to say. I don't know if you've seen this or not before, but I've seen people grow a business into the stratosphere and sell it for tens of millions of dollars, and then they decide they were going to do something else. And they thought, well, if I was so smart back then on doing as you say, during technology, I bet I'll be smart doing healthcare.
Right.
And so they start a healthcare, or whatever it might be. They'll start a healthcare company, right? And guess what? In a whole lot less time than it took them to build the other company, they run through all their money doing this other thing.
And it
turns out that we might actually only be good at one thing, Allison. And this is a big. We talked about this earlier in the hour with another guest. This is one of the biggest mistakes small business owners make, is we don't stick to our knitting.
That's right. That's exactly the way to describe it. Stick to your knitting, and stay the course. Because if you become too scattered and too fragmented, you'll simply dilute the power of your business. I would advocate, instead of splitting out into a new business sector, communicate more vigorously with the one you really want to be participating in.
Right.
Another thing I'd say is don't start discounting. It's easy to rationalize discounting during the downturn. A lot of companies already have. For your company's sake, to preserve really the integrity of your product or your service, as well as the sake of your customers, stay with your regular models.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is all about stick to your knitting. If you simply discard the premises that you have developed in the past and that you've worked with successfully, you're changing your whole model, and it may just be in too profligate a way and in a way that doesn't actually benefit you and doesn't bring in business and certainly doesn't underscore your credibility.
It hurt me to say this earlier in the year, Allison, but I told my audience that in 2009, this isn't a good year to take a flyer. This isn't a good year to be doing too much leading edge stuff, because one of the things I've learned the hard way, Allison, is it's a very fine seam between the leading edge and the bleeding edge.
I love that. I think you're exactly right.
And the bleeding edge is where you got where cash is flying out like a rocket.
Yes.
And this is 2009 is not a good year to go flirting with that edge.
No, you know what? It's not a time to flirt. It's a time to continue to go steady.
Yeah, I like that.
Stay with what you
We got
developed.
Metaphors. We got metaphors going every which way here, ladies and gentlemen. Allison, give us your website, please.
It's www.diballandassociates.com. That's DiballAndAssociates.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. And Allison Dibal and I will be right back after these messages. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Robert Cray to take us out.
I'm alone in the dark, even though time and time
Little Chicago
again,
bringing us back.
See your face, smiling inside.
Great American music right there.
I'm so happy.
Classic American music. 7 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. You're going to be glad you did, because we got Allison Dibal is still with us, and we're talking about some of the things that you want to do and not do when you're marketing to your customers. Allison, the website is DibalAndAssociates.com. Is that right?
That's exactly right, yes.
All right, so check that out, folks, and you can find all the things that Allison does there. We're talking about, you have five things you've been talking to us about.
Uh-huh.
Be smart and don't panic. You say this thing will pass. Marketing is muscle, not fat. Be careful that you don't cut too much out, and that's really important. I fear some big companies have done too much cutting.
I agree entirely.
What do you think?
I think a lot of companies have. I really advocate against it. Communications and marketing is the way that you can gain and keep your customers for now and for the future.
Yeah, and then don't lose focus. Don't chase all the, don't go chasing willy-nilly around. Stick to your knitting, as we talked. And number four, I want to stop on this one for a second. Don't discount. I'm glad you said that, because small business owners really need to protect their price levels. Because if they don't, they're gonna wind up not being able to stay in business.
Well, they do, and if you're discounting too much now, you may train your customers never to pay full price.
That's right.
And that's not what you want. You don't.
So what's the answer? Because everybody wants a little something more. What's the answer? Is it giving something away, giving a free thing, or doing something extra for them without discounting the core pricing of your core products?
Well, one, I think internally you want to cut your operations so that you're not looking at discounting as a solution for saving money, if that's possible. And two, I do think that giving something away is a better way of appealing to customers than discounting. It's better to protect you and your product and its credibility in the long run to do it that way than start offering a product in a way that convinces nobody they ever need to pay full price.
You know, another thing, I think you should welcome a conversation with customers about discounting, because that gives you the opportunity. Number one, if they're talking to you about discounting, they're still talking to you about buying from you.
Sure.
Number two, if they it gives you an opportunity to say, okay, let's, now why are you asking me for a discount? Well, we got this recession going on. So do you think the recession will be here in 2 or 3 years? No, I don't. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. What if we signed a 3-year agreement and I give you a discount this year, next year we go back to regular, and the year after that I raise my prices enough so that I can recover this this money? And that gives you an opportunity to get a 3-year contract. Guess what, Allison? I have done that.
Fantastic. I
it
think
works.
That's a wonderful way to play it.
Never be afraid to ask for multi-year contracts, ladies and gentlemen, if it's at all possible. And I will tell you one thing, Allison, they won't give it to you if you don't ask for it. No customer will ever say, can I please have a 2-year contract? They'll never say that.
They won't.
What about the fifth one?
The fifth one is really don't overlook the people who are working for your company and your business. There was a huge amount of emphasis when the recession first began and first gained media attention on paying attention to your internal structure and to those guys. Don't lose sight of that. People have been hurt by this recession. You may have had to cut their bonuses, for example, or their hourly rate. Make sure that they still are understanding what's going on. There's transparency within your company so that they get what the factors are that are affecting their life, and that they still have, one, satisfaction in their job, and two, can get by financially.
One of the things that we've seen over the last 12 months is a kind of a pall cast over the marketplace, Allison.
Yes.
You've seen it. I've seen it. There's a lot of fear out there. And the enemy of creativity, the enemy of excellence is fear.
That's right.
And
a fear-driven society is not a productive society.
And so whatever you can do to help your people not be afraid. Now, they can be concerned. You're not going to stop people from being concerned, because we have a lot of challenges left to be solved. But whatever you can do to eliminate the fear level in people's minds, that's going to have a lot to do with whether you're successful or not, isn't it, Allison?
You're exactly right, and I just think that transparency within a company is the best way to alleviate that fear. The great unknown is what drives panic, and that's what you want to avoid by making regular announcements to your employees as to the state of the state within your business, what you're expecting. Let them know what's coming down the pipeline. If you have a big order from a customer that comes in, celebrate that.
Right.
Keep people abreast of what's happening in their jobs.
Well
they
said.
Want to know.
Well said. Allison Dibolle, ladies and gentlemen, that's D-I-B-O-L-L, DibolleAndAssociates.com is the website. Allison, will you come back again real soon?
I would love to come back soon.
We'll have you back real soon. Thanks, Allison. See you next time.
Thank you.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.